This is Sound Ideas. I'm Ryan Denham. A local organization is looking to gather women to give back to the community. 100 Women for Good, Bloomington Normal, is an organization that gathers 100 women to donate a large sum of money for a nonprofit. Nonprofits must demonstrate local impact to receive that donation. Student reporter Maritza Navarro-Lopez speaks with founder Marie Ellage on the importance of giving back to the community.
Well, I wanted to bring it here because I'm a member of the Children's Home and Aid Board. And when we're talking a lot in our board meetings, of course, for several of those programs, they'll get federal or state funding or funding from the parent organization. But there's always gaps. And so a good example there with Children's Home and Aid is their crisis nursery. That is where people can come by and pick up food or diapers, formula, clothes, coats. And that is kind of a gap in terms of overall funding coming into that organization. Sometimes it's not gap funding. Sometimes it's they have a particular project that's going to cost them about $10,000 that they don't have within their budget to do, and so they would apply to something like this particular giving circle to try and hit that $10,000 ask.
And like many things, you know, in the world, everything was affected by the pandemic. So how would you say that 100 Women for Good was impacted by the pandemic, if at all?
Well, it was impacted. So we actually, when I first thought of doing 100 Women here in Bloomington Normal, I started seriously pulling together a group of women in December of 2019. So I pulled together 10 women. We grew that membership to over 100 pretty quickly in that first quarter of 2020. We had our first meeting, and that was in person. That was on March 6th, and of course, the world kind of shut down on March 13th. What we got out of that first meeting was really a community and synergy across women within the community, women who owned their own businesses, maybe women who were stay-at-home moms, women working in all sorts of industries and professions, and an opportunity to meet each other and as well as educate this group of women on the services that are available within Bloomington Normal and help them understand that there is an underserved population within our community. And really wanted to bring that group of women together to help meet some of that need that some of our services, our nonprofit services, sometimes can't meet due to a lack of funding. So how it's affected us is we've had to move from doing just one in-person meeting. They got really good feedback, and our membership was really energized by it, to immediately moving to virtual meetings for our June and September donations. It also changed the focus of some of the nonprofit applications. So what we saw come in when the pandemic hit was the need for some of those crisis goods like diapers, formulas, et cetera. And then there was a need for so many areas were getting funding to give children computers and iPads so they could do virtual learning. But there was a gap in the actual connectivity for those devices. So one of the things that we did with our last virtual meeting was to help fund some of the money needed for local students to get internet access in order to attend virtual school.
And finally, are you seeing kind of more drive or more people kind of coming to you guys for funding or for projects in, you know, the recent months? Have you seen any change, anything increasing or anything like that?
Yeah, I would say that last year for our first meeting, we got maybe four or five programs apply. And we picked three to present towards the end of for March of this year. We had about 17 applications. We just started this with our last meeting. We ask a nonprofit that has received our funding to come back and talk about the impact it's had to their program. And that went over really well in our last meeting. So our members not only see that money go to that nonprofit, but they also get to hear from a nonprofit on how they use that money. They usually tell us some personal stories about impact with individuals, so that's really great as well.
That's 100 Women for Good Bloomington Normal founder Marie Ellidge speaking with student reporter Maritza Navarro-Lopez. 100 Women for Good Bloomington Normal meets three times a year to select nonprofits to donate to.